NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by 6,000 Ford dealers who proudly announced the first car of the 70s, Ford's new small car, Maverick. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
Parts of the North Dakota village of Zapp have been wrecked by some of the 3,000 college students who poured in Friday to what had been promoted as the Fort Lauderdale of the North. The National Guard moved in to clear them out today. The Guard commander said Zapp is just about a shambles. The so-called Zappian had been suggested, tongue-in-cheek, by the North Dakota State University newspaper, which regarded the little town as the state's most unlikely place. Zapp's 300 residents discovered it was all too likely. Their store windows were smashed, one tavern totally wrecked, some wooden shacks demolished, their fire equipment burned. South Vietnam sent its chief peace negotiator on his way back to the Paris bargaining table today. A B-52 heavy bomber crashed in the Pacific today while taking off from Guam for a raid over South Vietnam. Its six crewmen are missing. The B-52 was from Fairchild Air Force Base in the state of Washington. North Vietnam claims to have shot down two American F-105 jet fighter bombers. Hanoi said the planes had entered North Vietnamese airspace for raids and provocations against Quang Binh province. There's been sharp ground fighting in several parts of South Vietnam. U.S. Marines attacked a North Vietnamese force near Da Nang and reportedly killed at least 129 while losing six Marines. Troops of the U.S. 25th Infantry say 117 North Vietnamese have died in two engagements northwest of Saigon. The spanning of the nation is recalled today in Utah. Details after this from Ford.
What's new from Ford Maverick? New parts are due, we got a new
Maverick. Power to pass, savings on gas. Maverick,
take the wheel and try it.
Does Maverick handle as easy as the VW?
Easier. Maverick has an 8-inch longer wheelbase for a smoother ride, yet it turns in a tighter circle.
A new kind of small car.
Built for a big man.
You know why Maverick is lower and wider? For better balance, greater stability.
Right.
When it's your own, you'll stand alone, Maverick. Get all the room, get all the zoom. This one's the buy. Are you the guy, Maverick?
Who's gonna buy it?
People who want something different. Mavericks.
When it's your own, you'll stand alone, Maverick. Get all the room, get all the zoom. This one's the buy. Are you the guy, Maverick? Maverick.
You know where to find Maverick, don't you?
At 6,000 Ford dealers. Stop in.
Maverick.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
The day of the Iron Horse and the Gold Spike is being relived today in Utah. That story from Bill Terry of station KSXX in Salt Lake City.
Promontory Summit, Utah, abandoned 65 years ago by the railroads that made it famous, is reliving a day in its glorious past. The one-time railroad camp will host about 25,000 persons later today as they reenact the joining of the continent by rail. During the official reenactment, when the silver mallet hits the golden spike, a telegraph circuit to President Richard Nixon's home at Key Biscayne, Florida, will be closed to confirm 100 years later that the Transcontinental Railway is complete. Speakers will include Secretary of Transportation John Volpe, Governor Calvin Ransom of Utah, and the President of the Association of American Railroads, Thomas Goodfellow. The actual time for the redriving of the Golden Spike is set for this afternoon at 5:11 Eastern Daylight Time, exactly 100 years to the minute since the Iron Horses met at Promontory. Bill Terry in Salt Lake City.
More in a moment.
We've been asked an awful lot of questions about Ford's new small car, Maverick.
What about economy?
In our tests simulating average driving conditions, Maverick averaged over 22.5 miles a gallon.
Why'd you build it anyway?
Now if you want a small car, you don't have to send your dollars overseas. And there are 6,000 easy-to-find Ford dealers for parts and service.
You're putting us on with colors like original cinnamon.
No, we're just bold, bright, and beautiful. Freudian gilt's probably our best shade.
Ford dealers have it now?
Yes.
Former French President Charles de Gaulle and his wife flew to Ireland today in almost complete secrecy. They arrived for a visit of about 4 to 5 weeks at a heavily guarded hotel in one of the most secluded parts of Ireland, the little village of Parknassilla on the coast of County Kerry. De Gaulle apparently wants to stay aloof from the election of the next president. His own Gaullist party is running Georges Pompidou, who is repudiating de Gaulle's key policies. The heads of the Western Central Banks are meeting informally today in Basel, Switzerland, to seek ways of easing the new international monetary crisis following West Germany's refusal to increase the value of the mark. Once again, the hour's top story, college students have wrecked parts of a tiny North Dakota village named Zapp. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Well, we've got a little Monitor music for you right now. The tune is called Delilah. Our leader is Werner Mueller. You will listen and you will enjoy. With Gene Rayburn on the first day of Let's Go Fishing Week. But now, hold on a minute. Put down that creel and that rod and reel. Listen now, fish later.
Well, I'm the son of a traveling man, and though I'm partially shacking, railroad whistles and freighter horns turn me on and I'm packing. So good if you love me too. I'm more than you, don't count them forever. We can have a ball together, but in front of him, it becomes a feeling I'll be slipping. Tacoma, Pomona, don't know where I'm heading for. There's one thing I'm sure of, just as soon as I get there, baby, I'll be feeling like traveling on.
Ego at aim.
guns.
Now Monitor takes aim at another Ed, Ed McMahon, for Eagle Claws, makers of the finest quality fishing tackle.
Pride makes us work harder, whatever we do. To see how much difference pride can make, stop at any good fishing tackle shop and look at Eagle Claw rods, reels, hooks, and other gear. The folks who make Eagle Claw are proud of their talent, proud of their skill for making tackle any fisherman would be proud to own. It all began many, many years ago with Eagle Claw fish hooks. Their unique design lets you set an Eagle Claw with a flick of the rod. The needle-sharp point is aimed in the line of pull. They became world famous. Over the years, Eagle Claw has branched out into rods, reels, and other tackle. And today, the Eagle Claw name is familiar to practically every adult who buys fine tackle. That's what pride has done for Eagle Claw. Why not see what pride can do for you next time you buy tackle? You may catch more fish. The man laughing in the background right now is my guest, comic, raconteur, singer, pianist, dialectician, and not a bad fisherman either. Hello, George Kirby. Hey, listen, how good a fisherman are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, except there was one time I was so embarrassed, Ed. It was just pathetic. Now, I'm in Reno playing Harris Club there, and the apartment that they give you while you're staying there
is sensational.
Just out of sight, just beautiful. And down at the base of the building, the river runs through. So I said, wow, you know, I'll go to the sporting goods place and pick up some rods and reels and things and come back and do a little fishing because there's some great fish there, see? Great trout. So I go and I get this marvelous tackle. I don't take a chance. I get worms as well as the eggs. You know, the little eggs you get. And I come back and I'm there 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Not a nibble. And I'm a pretty good fisherman. Not a nibble. About 15 minutes later, Jack Ross, his son came down. He says, hi, Mr. Kirby. How are you? I said, I'm all right. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Catch anything yet? I said, no, not yet. He says, oh, well, the patience, you know, you'll get something. So I'm looking out of the corner of my eye. He sits down with this little cheap rod and reel, and he takes a can opener, opens up a can of niblet corn, and catches 25 fish with niblet corn. I was furious. I was so mad. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure I didn't pay attention to him, you know. And when he got relieved, I said, You leaving now? He says, oh, yeah, Mr. Kirby. I said, would you leave the can of corn?
Leave me some niblets? Your impressions are really not called impressions. A lot of people call them kind of living portraits. How do you go about tackling the creation of a living portrait or impression?
Well, Ed, you have to... I do what they call research, and then I try to get the person when they're not working, when they're not doing anything. Because, an example... You have some housewives. They'll say, Henry, the phone's ringing. Answer the phone, Henry. Henry, never mind. I'll answer it. Hello?
Yes. Right.
This is what happens with them. So what I do is go into research and I find out why they speak the way they speak.
How about the thing you've been working on? I know, and I don't mean to overplay my part here, but you told me once that you were trying to do an Ed McMahon.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I'm going to close off now, and I'll start it out, and then you'll read this last part. Okay, to close out the interview, and just see how much you sound, all right? So, for Wright and McGill, makers of the finest quality fishing tackle, including world-famous Eagle Claw fish hooks, we've enjoyed talking with the great George Kirby.
This is Ed McMahon on Monitor.
I'll drink to that. When the word workhorse is applied to any product, it means tough. And that's why the Eagle Claw Model 88 push-button casting reel is called the workhorse of the water. It's rugged, not streamlined, not lightweight, just rugged. It's made for day-in, day-out fishing and brush or deep water. Positive gear retrieve shifts to adjustable drag, or you can leave it on full-time drag. Workhorse, you bet. But with a name like Eagle Claw, the Model 88 reel is no plug.
We'll be hearing from Ed McMahon again later today with another guest, Sherman Edwards, composer of the hit Broadway musical 1776, which I saw last night, incidentally, and it's a marvelous show. This past Thursday, one of the first copies of the Declaration of Independence, issued in 1776, was auctioned off for the highest amount ever paid for a piece of printed material, $404,000. We can't think of a document more worthy of the price. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Whenever you leave your car somewhere to be fixed, you're probably worried, especially if it's your transmission. You're worried about the job being done right and the cost. Relax. When it comes to transmissions, you're safer with AMCO. AMCO is a transmission specialist. Each one of the 550 AMCO centers has the special tools and specially trained men to do the job right, so you never have to worry. Go on in. You're safer with AMCO. One of these fine AMCO transmission centers is located at 4344 Bronx Boulevard in the Bronx. There are 43 others in the metropolitan area.
John Rathkopf says, the best investment is the one that lets you sleep. But I say, don't get caught sleeping about your investments. This is Ben Grauer. For an accurate appraisal of the market and what's happening in the world of Wall Street, join me on Today's Business Trends, weeknights at 7:15. Right here on WNBC Radio 660.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and hasn't this been a great month of May? Everything's turning nice and green. You know, it can be even nicer and greener, figuratively, if you start to buy United States savings bonds this month and start accumulating lots of nice green savings. Sign up for your bank's bond-a-month plan or your company's payroll savings plan as soon as you can, like Monday, perhaps. On monitor now, new from Connie Francis, Gone Like the Wind. I think you'll like it.
Gone are the days when Daddy and Mama took me walking. Times, people, spent the day together talking. These are the days of speedy jets and systematic ways of picking friends. No time for helping hands. That's gone like the wind.
Where are you going?
To my international dealer for my free trailer car.
You know where to find him?
In the yellow pages.
Monitor, the What's Happening show now brings you our movie critic, Gene Shalit, who tells it like it is about a new film titled Where It's At.
I have never been to Las Vegas, so I speak from long inexperience when I tell you that Where It's At is an authentic mirror of distorted life in that city of bets, booze, and broads. At least one segment of that life. Where It's At is a movie that I like very much, but not admired. Where It's At was written and directed by Garson Kanin. Garson Kanin wrote Born Yesterday, so you know he knows how to write a stinging, witty script, and he's an expert at creating offbeat characters. This time he's got David Janssen as a smooth but rough owner of Caesar's Palace, the hotel, and Robert Drivis as his son. Drivis is the central character in this mixture of plot, counterplot, and under-the-counter plot. In Where It's At, Drivis has just graduated from Princeton and wants no part of Las Vegas. For him, Las Vegas is not the right slot. But David Janssen persuades him to spend the summer in the hotel, and what do you know, the kid turns out to be just like the old man, but only slicker. Where It's At may someday be remembered as the picture that started Robert Drivis on his way. Girls are going to go crazy for him, and guys won't resent him. His body moves in a who-cares attitude, and he's great-looking without being pretty. Drivis looks like he lost a fight somewhere along the line, and he can act. Even when he's being a double-crossing rat, you root for him. He has that kind of subversive charm. Where It's At has been directed at a pace that's so fast that before you can think that you didn't care much for the last line, it's already two scenes later. The headlong plot glitters like a rhinestone and oozes with the feeling of human debasement. It's rated R because how could you expose the debased life of Las Vegas without a lot of nudity? Somebody has called Where It's At a real old-fashioned movie. I call that a compliment. This is Gene Shalit from Monitor.
Well, Gene went along at a pretty headlong pace himself there, but if we analyze the plot of his review correctly, he liked Where It's At.
Is where you meet your friends on weekends. Oh, yeah.
What do computers have to do with rewriting baseball history? You'll hear the answer in a few moments from Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports, brought to you by True Cigarettes. Shouldn't your cigarette be true?
You'll probably do it someday. Why are you putting it off? Shouldn't your brand be true today?
Shouldn't your brand be true?
Satisfies with an air filtration system and built-in mouthpiece. Satisfies with reduced tar and nicotine. 13 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine. Don't put it off. Don't put off till someday what you can smoke today.
Shouldn't your brand be true? Shouldn't your brand be true?
Now, here is Joe Garagiola.
In recent years, the computer has made itself a part of the sports picture. Unfortunately, its record hasn't been too good. The big problem, it seems, was that the machines were being used to do the jobs that were better left to a crystal ball, looking into what might happen. But now computers have been put to work on what's already happened. It seems that about 4 years ago, baseball decided to do something about the fact that its records, while accurate, weren't consistent. So about 20 people went to work on a big file of box scores and newspaper accounts and came up with some idea of the comparisons between turn-of-the-century baseball records and those of the modern game. One of their findings has already received some attention. It was discovered that Babe Ruth had a home run that he had never been given credit for. It seems that he hit one in 1918, and at that time he wasn't entitled to credit for it. It was the 10th inning, and there was a man on first base, and Babe Ruth hit one into the seats. But when that runner scored, the game was over, and Ruth received credit for only a triple. The committee in charge has decided that even though it would be a home run today, it wasn't then. So Ruth's lifetime total stays at 714. The men and the machines are gathering all this information for a book which will be published this fall. 2,400 pages with a complete breakdown of a player's career. Not just a batting average, but a complete set of records. As a man whose name will be in that book, I have one question for that committee. Who asked you? Unless computer can dig around and find 81 hits for good old Joe. I'm not asking for a lot, just 81 hits. and I'd even help. I'd show them where official scores missed one here and umpires missed one there. You know what that could mean? It would make Joe Garagiola a 300 hitter. That's right, a 300 hitter. I don't care how smart those machines are. What I want to know is, do they have a heart? This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this from the Associates. The good old summertime, time to enjoy yourself, right? Well, if you need money to help you enjoy this summer, see the folks at Associates Finance. Chances are, they can loan you the money you need for a vacation, for home improvements, or for a bill consolidation loan to pay off your debts and probably lower your monthly payments. If you need summertime cash, see the Associates, nice people with money to loan you.
Pacific Coast Highway. That sounds like that scenic stretch around Big Sur, which, by the way, if you're visiting California on your vacation, you ought to try to see. It is beautiful. Be that as it may, this B-Monitor heard nationwide on NBC, in Yuma, Arizona, on station KYUM. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly.
Make funny noises? Do you feel a slipping sensation? Well, it could be transmission trouble. Best place to go? AAMCO. You're safer with AAMCO. AAMCO offers free towing, free road test, a free 19-point safety check. Then, if your transmission needs repair, you get a firm price and fast service from trained AAMCO mechanics who really know their business. AAMCO doesn't fix brakes or mufflers, just transmissions. You're safer with AAMCO. There are 43 AAMCO transmission centers in this area, one of which is located at 6001 Northern Boulevard, Woodside, Queens. Not a pleasant sound. It's called drug withdrawal. It's the sound of a young woman reacting to professional treatment designed to get her off of the drug habit. She's an addict. After listening, don't you agree that it would have been better if she hadn't ever started? The Government Educational Foundation thinks so. That's why they've prepared a free brochure entitled Drug Facts. For your copy, write Dangerous Drugs, Box 1627, Washington, D.C. Box 1627, Washington, D.C.
Without it, you're not with it. The Jack Hayes Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Orrin, WNBC News. It's 1230, 61 degrees in New York and sunny. A 21-year-old student at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, was reported shot to death by a campus guard today as he tried to run from the vicinity of a girls' dormitory. Officials at the school say John Lobach had climbed to a second floor of the dorm
and then climbed down when campus police arrived. They say he was shot as he broke and ran. Dr. Buell Gallagher, who resigned yesterday as president of City College, is reported relaxing at his home today on campus. The college is quiet today, and some classes are being held. Gallagher stepped down yesterday saying he could no longer act as arbiter in the campus conflict, that outside forces had made reason and persuasion impossible. A spokesman at CCNY says the Board of Higher Education will name an interim successor to Gallagher on Monday and will try to set up meetings with faculty members and students in hopes of working out a solution to the campus crisis. A B-52 bomber with a plane load of explosives and a six-man crew crashed in the Pacific today after taking off from Anderson Air Base in Guam. The bomber was headed for a strike mission against targets in Vietnam. Search planes are over the crash area. Two terrorist bombs went off in downtown Saigon today, injuring six Vietnamese civilians and a policeman. It was the latest in a dozen bombings in the past 3 days, and captured enemy documents say the terrorism will continue until May 19th, the 79th birthday of Ho Chi Minh. Saigon's chief negotiator at the Paris peace talk said today the negotiations could move forward if the Viet Cong would agree to an exchange of prisoners and the establishment of the demilitarized zone. In Hanoi, the Communist Party newspaper today repeated demands that the U.S. unconditionally withdraw from the South. The paper said an American demand for mutual troop withdrawals is a scheme to hide U.S. aggression. Zapp is a small, quiet village in North Dakota, population about 300. Not long ago, a student newspaper at North Dakota State University issued a tongue-in-cheek invitation to anyone from anywhere to converge on the hamlet for the first annual Zap-In, a celebration in observance of nothing in particular. Last night they came, 3,000 young people from across the country and from Canada. In the revelry that followed, storefront windows were broken, a bar was destroyed, and junk was littered in the streets. More than 500 National Guardsmen and teams of police moved into the village this morning, and the Zap-In ended. County Sheriff Ivan Stiefel says they wrecked the whole town. The Vatican expressed alarm today over the confusion and protests caused by the newly issued church calendar that drops and downgrades dozens of saints. There was grumbling all over Italy today, where most of the former saints have had their following. The Vatican newspaper issued an editorial saying no saints have actually been abolished, and that saints removed from the calendar, including St. Christopher, St. Barbara, and St. Nicholas, may still be venerated on local levels. The paper said an unfounded alarm has been created and that the whole controversy is an incredible misunderstanding. The Israeli army says Egyptian and Israeli artillery battled for nearly 24 hours across the Suez Canal last night and today. Three Israeli soldiers were reported wounded. It was one of the longest sustained fights across the canal since the months immediately following the 1967 war. The Civil Air Patrol is searching the snow-covered parts of western Colorado today for a single-engine private plane from Teterboro, New Jersey. It's been missing since Tuesday with seven aboard, three adults and four children. The weather in New York, sunny with seasonable temperatures this afternoon and tonight. Today's high, 65 to 70, the low tonight around 50. Clouding up tomorrow and a bit cooler with a chance of occasional showers. The high tomorrow around 60. Right now it's 61 degrees and sunny in New York. Again, the top story, a 21-year-old student at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, was reported shot to death by a campus guard today as he tried to run from the vicinity of a girl's dormitory. This is Frank Oren, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and we'll head for the best. Thank you.
Sincerely, new from Paul Anka, and sincerely yours, this is Gene Rayburn, your host for Monitor 69.
Rally.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Waxes your car in just half an hour.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Gives you a shine that lasts as long as hard-to-use paste waxes.
Rally wax. Rally wax.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad brought to you by General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC Financing for cars, trucks, appliances. In a few moments, an analysis of the controversy over Supreme Court Justice Fortas.
A car is to tie on old shoes and start a new life together in. A car is to bring home a new baby in and see kids off to a senior prom in. A car is not to complicate your life in. That's why there's a GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation. To finance cars, trucks, and appliances. For us, it's an anniversary, our 50th year of making problems go away. You can finance your car, car insurance, and creditor life insurance all at once with a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. Easily, quickly, at reasonable cost. So you can drive away thinking only happy thoughts. Isn't that what you really want? GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now here is Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
Washington waits for a word from Justice Fortas. His relationships with financier Lewis Wolfson are being widely discussed, but there is no word from the two men directly involved. Several congressmen have suggested that Wolfson be called from the prison to explain what he had in mind when the Wolfson Family Foundation sent the justice a $20,000 check for research and writing. Wolfson at that time was in the stock manipulation difficulties that took him to jail, and there was the possibility his case might go to the Supreme Court. That's the reason for the concern, the fact a man in legal difficulty sent a substantial check to a Supreme Court justice. This appears to be an impropriety and may even be a violation of law. Technically, the check came from a foundation, but the foundation is named for and headed by Lewis Wolfson. 11 months later, the justice returned the check, saying he was too busy to do the research the commitment required. None of this was public information until Life magazine brought it to light. Now, all of official Washington wants to know more about the circumstances. The Justice Department is looking into the case. The Supreme Court itself is understood to be considering some kind of investigation. Many congressmen, led by those who last summer opposed the nomination of Fortas to be Chief Justice, are talking about a probe, and there are some rumblings of impeachment proceedings. Even members of Congress who have supported Justice Fortas want more information. Through it all, the man who could best explain the case remains silent. Some think he may resign, while others are sure he has a perfectly valid explanation. But until there is more information, even would-be defenders of Justice Fortas are woefully short of ammunition. This is Paul Duke for Monitor in Washington.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events was brought to you also by Griffin Shoe Polish. You know, I spend a lot of time in front of cameras, and that means getting a lot of shoe shines. Last time I had a shoe shine, I took a good look at the polish that goes into a professional shine. And you know what? It's made by Griffin, so I decided to try it for myself. And the other day, when my gentleman's gentleman had his annual day off, I, star of stage, screen, and radar, Gene Rayburn, I shined my shoes. Now, really, just a quick buff brought back that bright Griffin shine. Imagine a 3-day shine, and I did it myself. Saved money on shoe shine, saved money on Griffin, too, and then I started asking around, and I found that so many shoe shine parlors, so many actors, so many more people use Griffin than any other shoe polish. It's America's number one polish. You pay a little less, you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Now, this is America's number one radio program coming your way on the Monitor Beacon.
I'm Sammy the Sound Man.
Right, Sammy. I do the local Pontiac dealers, and my problem is that I'd like you to give me a certain sound so when anyone hears it, they'll think of the local Pontiac dealer.
Got the sound for you.
What's that?
That's the sound of a camera shutter taking a picture of the average car buyer with his Pontiac GTO, his Grand Prix, his Le Mans, and his Catalina, featuring a big smile on his face because of the great deal he got from his Pontiac dealer.
Well, the sound part of the idea is fine, Sammy, but the average car buyer doesn't own all those Pontiacs.
So we'll touch up the picture.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was, when you make your move to me, you'll get more. Music, news, weather, fortune phone, traffic reports, and boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown makes things move, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. WNBC Radio 660, New York.
16 minutes before the monitor hour, Gene Rayburn once again. And here's a monitor tip for the home handyman. Now here's a tip for you handymen around the house who aren't too handy with tools. Do you usually hit yourself on the thumb when you're using a hammer? Well, try holding the hammer with both hands. That'll work every time. Ah, a little touch of humor there. But for an all-purpose, all-in-one tool for those odd jobs around the house and yard, be an expert. Get yourself a vice grip, the tool that's different. It looks like a pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Vice grip is a combined wrench, pliers, clamp, wire cutter, vise, and end wrench. It locks onto work with a bulldog grip, yet releases with fingertip pressure. Vice grip lets you get into tight places. The adjusting bolt lets you adjust the tool quickly to proper size, and then it locks. Once a vice grip locks onto something, it just won't slip. You can bank on that. Vice grips come in several sizes. It start at less than $4 at tool counters everywhere. Buy a vice grip today, the handiest tool in the world. Be a real handyman around the house with vice grip.
Oh, what? You nuts! That was a strike right across my belt.
What?
Look, I'm in a rush. I gotta get down to my international dealer. If I buy a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor now, I get the rotary mower free.
Cub Cadet, huh? Is that the one they say is for Keith?
Yeah, built like the big international tractor.
Free mower, huh?
Strike two! Strike three!
Thanks, Ump. You'll find your international dealer in the Yellow Pages.
Monitor music now, and it's a Lulu. Bye, Lulu. Boom, boom, a bang, a boom, a bing, a boom, a boom.
Come closer, and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it more when we're kissing. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. Bang, bang, boom, bang, bang, boom, bang, bang, when you are near. Boom, bang, bang, boom, bang, bang, loud in my ear. Counting away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, 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 all the time. It's such a lovely feeling when I'm in your arms. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, bang, boom, bang, bang, when you are near. Boom, bang, bang, boom, bang, bang, loud in my ear. Counting away, counting away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, 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 all the time.
Monitor, a first in sports. Do you know when the first radio broadcast of a World Series took place and who the announcer was? Well, the answer right after a word from the American Express card, the new money for travel and entertainment.
That's how old money sounds, burning up. When money gets old, the government destroys it. They punch it with holes and make sure it's all burned to a crisp and no funny stuff. At American Express, we have a more convenient way to finish off the old money. We do it with the new money, the American Express card. The new money has all the advantages of cash and none of the drawbacks. When you use old money in hotels and motels, there's always the fear of running short. An extra day on the road and you really may run short. With the new money, you don't run short. It's always there to pay for hotels and motels worldwide. The new money from American Express. Best way to pay for a good night's sleep.
Holiday Inns welcomes the new money and offers you an intriguing notion. Take your wife for a weekend vacation at a Holiday Inn and pay for it with your American Express card. Now, here's that sports first. The first radio broadcast of a World Series took place in 1921 between the then New York Giants and the Yankees, and the man behind the microphone was Graham McNamee. Next on Monitor, Dr. Joyce Brothers, presented by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us.
You may often say, well, that's how I feel about it. But do you really know how you feel? I'll talk about that after this from Greyhound Van Lines.
Noted psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers says, if the thought of moving gives you a funny lost feeling in the pit of your stomach, your reaction is normal. Just the thought of a change of environment does that to many people, unquote. Now, to help make your adjustment to a move easier, Dr. Brothers, in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet called The Psychology of Moving. In just a few minutes, we'll tell you how to get this authoritative booklet free of cost. Once again, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Do you know how you feel? Most people don't, says psychiatrist Everett Sjostrom. They've been so busy suppressing and controlling their feelings that they never learn to identify them. Instead of acknowledging their emotional states, they try to deny and hide them, even from themselves. Anger, fear, hurt, trust, and love are deep and basic emotions. One can feel them physically. The angry man tenses. His muscles prepare to fight. Adrenaline heats his body. A healthy reaction would be action of some sort. But we've trained ourselves to keep anger under control. So while his body tells him that he's angry, the man tells himself that he isn't. Bottled up inside, his anger eventually erupts as depression, headache, or perhaps an ulcer. Even the man who admits anger isn't always being honest with himself. Psychologists have discovered that men often camouflage the unmanly emotions of fear and hurt by pretending to be angry, an emotion they consider more masculine. Then they act aggressively, even while their bodies tell them to flee or to cry. Women do exactly the opposite. They burst into tears when they're angry and run away when they want to attack. That's because these reactions are considered more feminine than fighting. The negative emotions aren't the only ones that give us trouble. We have an equally hard time with positive feelings, like trust and love. We try to use them instead of experiencing them, says Dr. Sjostrom. Cynically, in business, we seek to inspire and simulate trust, shortchanging ourselves and others. We abuse love in an equally callous manner. As husbands, wives, and parents, we give and withhold love to reward and punish behavior, thus controlling those we claim to cherish. Psychologist Carl Rogers believes it's time for a reappraisal of ourselves and our emotions. We must learn to distinguish among our feelings, he says, to experience them fully and to communicate them clearly. We must stop telling ourselves and our children that certain emotions are unmanly, others unfeminine, and still others unworthy. We must accept all emotions as part of the human condition. And just as we know that some ways of expressing them are socially unacceptable, so we must recognize that some ways of suppressing them are psychologically harmful. Only when we've done this can we expect to attain and maintain honest personal relations and good mental and physical health. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers, and now a word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound Van Lines. Have you ever seen a normally outgoing child suddenly withdraw when he's away from his own surroundings? Well, moving to a new location can have a similar effect on adults. But it doesn't have to be that way if you know what to expect of a move. and I've written a booklet in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines that tells you what to expect. It's called The Psychology of Moving. Its purpose is to help make your move easier and more relaxed, and it's yours free for the asking.
This unusual and authoritative booklet covers subjects like moving and your new job, moving and your child, timing of your move, and much, much more. To get your free copy of Dr. Joyce Brothers' The Psychology of Moving, drop a card with your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. That's Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Send today for The Psychology of Moving. It's free. Listen again later this weekend to Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by dependable Greyhound Van Lines. Next, Dependable Monitor brings you the Letterman with Hurt So Bad.
I know you don't know what I'm going through.
Check the jack in your car. You haven't. Well, you better do it right away. Very often, jacks are inoperative or rusted, or they have parts missing, and just when you most need them. And while you're at it, be sure you have some kind of tool to remove the hub covers. Otherwise, you're going to break a lot of fingernails. And also have a couple of wedge-shaped blocks to keep the car from rolling off the jack when you're changing a tire. Now, from Chrysler Air Temp.
We're interviewing French tourist Marcel Valois. How was your USA trip, Marcel?
I kept cool with Air Temp air conditioning in my Simca motor car.
What was your favorite place in America?
Air Temp is the finest air conditioning for your rooms, homes, business, and motor car.
But what was your favorite place?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Simca, Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What souvenirs are you taking back to Paris?
100 shares of Chrysler Corporation. Fantastic!
Now, mon chéri, we have a message for you from the Oak Flooring Institute.
You know, a few years ago, the fad for wall-to-wall carpeting spread across the country. Now, many homeowners are finding out that carpeting is only a floor covering, not a real floor. These people bought houses with carpeting installed directly over a subfloor without a permanent floor of oak. Now, the carpeting's damaged or badly worn, and the owner is faced with replacement expense because there's no real floor under the carpet. When you buy a home, don't take a chance. Insist on beautiful oak floors. They're good for the life of your home.
Thank you.
Gene Rayburn, advising you the latest NBC Monitor news is coming up directly.
Come to